cleanly without any controversial provisions attached.
Overnight snowstorms have caused messy and deadly conditions now in the Northeast. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Dangerous roads are to blame for at least one fatal car accident in Massachusetts. Parts of the state have seen over a foot of snow.
It's the first major snowstorm of the season. And Louisiana is welcoming a new governor today. Governor-elect Jeff Landry was supposed to be inaugurated on Monday, but the ceremony had to be moved up because of weather concerns. The staunch Republican officially takes office tomorrow. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by La Taqueria. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey to the airwaves this season. Be sure to tune in all season long. 105.5 FM WIRI, Country Legends 24/7, Wisconsin 105.5.
I'll need a ballpoint pen. It'll sound like Common People, sung by Christopher Wren. On an upright piano, with nice narrow keys.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Southwood County Rec Center for tonight's hockey matchup between the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings and the Hudson Havoc. My name is Mark Lochner on behalf of Community Media and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, Civic Media, and Flow TV, Flow Hockey. We welcome you here tonight. We've got on color tonight, we've got Luke Gruda. Hey, Luke, how are you doing?
Good, how are you? It's a great night for hockey.
Yeah, it is. Great night for hockey. I grew up in the 70s watching the Badgers, and Bob Johnson was their coach, and he had kids that played, and he says, every day is a great day for hockey. That's one of the things he said. So that's going back there, and the Badgers went from the bottom of the Big Ten this year, and now they really have pulled it 180, and they're really on top of the league this year and playing some good hockey. Like, have some good hockey here tonight. Drop the puck, and here we go. We're off and running. Bryson tried to chip it in. The Havoc come back with it, dump it down into the corner, all the way in. We got to take a peek here. And Yildirim's in goal for the River Kings tonight. Didn't get a chance to do it. River Kings have it coming across ice. Bryson's got it, comes across the blue line, looking for a pass. Tipped, oh, just wide. Had LeComp going to the net, but couldn't quite connect on the pass. Shot. Blocked in front, shot, good save. Had it right in the middle of the slot and took the blast on. I'm not sure who that was, if that was Bryson. But now the play goes down into the corner here. This is such a fast-paced sport here. You come walked up, big collision down there in the corner. Tutich goes back to get it behind the net for the River Kings. River Kings are going from our left to our right. And right now in the River Kings can hold it in the zone. Looks like Atkins going at it behind the net. He loses an edge and drops down, but able to stay up, get up, get out to the point. Shot high and wide. Hill stepped into the point and let that shot go, but the Havoc gets it back and we're able to clear it out. And then the River Kings dump it back in. We have a stoppage of play here. 18:45 left in the first period. Nothing to nothing. And hectic. I came from watching the Packer game today and kind of stepped in here and looking for some things. We have a faceoff here outside the River Kings offensive zone. Won by the Havoc. They get it back, collect it back in. They chip it out to center ice. Touch, and they waved off icing. So the old Durham goes back around, cycles it around, and brings it up. Tadich has it, chips it out. The Havoc collected at center ice, dump it all the way back down in. Yildirim again plays the puck behind the net. The River Kings are able to chip it. We've got icing if they hold on to it. Oh, the goalie plays it, gives it up, shot saved. Goalie made a play on it there. I got to collect his number there, 33 for the Johnson for the Havoc. River Kings hold the point. Shot blocked out front. Williams got it, dumps it down around behind the net. River Kings fighting for it, and the River Kings get chipped out. Chuss has it, dumps it in, misses a pass to Wilharm, but the play comes into the zone, and the River Kings are able to dump it in, looking for a centering pass, gets it there in the slot. Backhand, deflected. Didn't get through. Oh, Dubel's unable to hold the point, and he'll have to chase back into the defensive zone and gets it over to Bignoli. Pass to Dubel. Dubel chips it up, looking to get it out. A little bit of a turnover there, and dumps it all the way back in, goes on net. And Johnson had to make a save, and the Havoc now collect it. Coming across ice, coming up. Long cross-ice pass, hits an official skate and comes back out of the zone. River Kings get a chance to get a change. And shot deflected by Johnson up and into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play with 17:04 left in the period.
Good pressure by the River Kings. We're keeping it in deep. We're not letting them get any shots or chances against Bora. Playing really well so far. Got to keep the speed up, though.
Yeah. Tough to do. You got third game in 3 days, so... This is where your conditioning and everything else comes through. So, shot blocked out front. Faceoff won by the River Kings. Dumped into the corner. McNeish has it for the River Kings. Down there, tries to get out to the point. He does. Looking for something to develop through. Shot turned. Oh, shot broke a stick. Out in front. River Kings going to have to collect that back. Who is that? He just steps off.
That was Schweitz, number 12, Caden Schweitzer. Tried to tip, snapped it in half.
Yep, snapped a stick in half, so you got bits and pieces getting picked up off the ice. Stoppage of play now at 16:43 left in the period. We'll have a faceoff coming off to the stick side of Johnson. Faceoff won by the Havoc. They're bringing it up through center ice. Dump it high in, gloved by Bora Yildirim, and he just hangs on and stops play. So 16:34 left in the first period. Shots, River Kings have three, and that's the first one that was actually on goal for the Havoc. So we got a face-off here coming up in the stick side of Yildirim, and drop one by the Havoc initially, and then the River Kings take it away and are coming through neutral ice. Long ice pass to Bryceland. He gets it in, dumps it around. Oh, had Lecompte out front and was just unable to get a clean shot on it. The River Kings collected it here and dump it back in. Havoc take it away. Turnover out in front, trying to get it up. Oh, and the River Kings... Just a little miscommunication. The Havoc coming down in. Shot, long shot, wide. The River Kings will collect it now and just try and chip it out of the zone. Havoc have held it in so far, but now it comes out to neutral ice. Luxford's got it for Havoc coming right down the middle, and he misses on the shot, and the puck goes down into the corner, and he's going to try and get it. The River Kings defense did a good job and didn't let him get to the corner, but then Havoc intercepted out at neutral ice and dump it back in. Whitehead's got it for the River Kings. And the long ice pass tipped. LeCompte tips it. It goes all the way down in on Johnson. He shuffles it back around behind the net, or his defenders got it, but they turn it out to neutral ice. Shot blocked and then dumped all the way down in by the Havoc. Atkins now has it for the River Kings, and he's got it neutral ice, and he tries to dump it down in. Slides in on goal, and Tedich is putting some pressure on there, so he was coming down the slot, so Johnson has to cover up and stop play with 15-14 left in the first period.
Good back-and-forth play there. We're keeping them to the outside really well. Keep them wide. Don't let them get good quality shots on Bora, and we'll be good all night.
All right, face-off, won by the Havoc. Goes back behind the net. River Kings trying to hold the zone, and they do get it out to the point. Shot, glove save. Johnson equal to the task with 15:03 left in the period. And so is that Chausse or is it Chaus?
In like the French version is Chausse, but we call him Chaus.
Okay, so he just let one rip from the point, but didn't get through. Good save by Johnson. The Havoc are able to clear the zone. River Kings dump it back. Cooper's got it now, dumps it back in. The Havoc collect it, trying to get their rush set up. And they pass it across, coming up the middle slot. They got potential numbers here. Coming across number 18, shot high and wide. Chip back in. The Havoc have it in the corner, looking to get a shot to the slot. Goes all the way through. No damage done, and the River Kings are able to dump it back out. Play at center ice now. The Havoc collect it there. Nifty little boom, dump before Jensen. We dump it down in, and then the Havoc get a line change there. So the River Kings rim it all the way back around and comes out to center ice, and then the Havoc dump it back down in. Yildirim plays it back down behind the net, and the River Kings look to get an offensive rush set up. They get it up, bounce it off the boards, high into the air, and the puck comes in. And Bagnoli's got it, and he's trying to hold it into the zone here. He dumps it down into the corner. Hexmo's putting pressure in the corner. Bagnoli trying to work together, trying to come up with it, get it out to the point. They do. Held into the zone. Held in, dumped all the way back in. Hexmo's got it. Looking, Wilhelm letting this set up. He gets a shot across. Oh, just had. Who is that on the back? Bagnoli on the back side. If they could figure it, if they could have fielded it clean, they had a wide open net to look at, but couldn't quite get it. We have a stoppage of play with 13:38 left in the period. We'll have a face-off here coming up to the glove side of Johnson.
Yeah, good look by Zan for the to find Bags back door. Just couldn't connect on it fully, so it went a little wide.
Right. Face-off won by the Havoc down in the corner yet. River Kings going to try and hold. Got a potential rush here. Craigfold. Oh, we got a penalty. Oh, no. I thought he was going to call a penalty there. He had his arm up in the air, but let it go. Here comes Texmo right down the slot. Shot! Oh, just deflected wide. Johnson got a piece of it, and then the puck pops up into the air, and the Havoc are looking to bring it down again. Come across down in, dump it around behind River Kings' net, and battle for it in the corner. Whitehead for the River Kings. Looking to fight for it. And the Havoc chip it down into the corner farther. Centering pass right in the middle of the slot. Nothing there. Shot blocked out front by the River Kings. And then the Havoc have it now. And they shot from the point right into the River Kings logo. And Yildirim covers it up. And we have a stoppage of play with 12:41 left in the period.
Yeah, good block by Beauchamp right there, getting in the lanes when the winger Bags was down and out, diving for that puck. Good block.
So you say, Yildirim, the goalies love the guys that are willing to go for those blocks. They hurt, but.
Oh, yeah, but we love to eat shots on this team. We're not afraid to get in front of pucks.
All right, so back to play here. River Kings dump it out in center ice, and Jensen's got it for them. He passes to Luxford. They're at center ice. Try to chip it in. They do chip it all the way down in. Yildirim comes out looking to pass the puck up to Dente. He's got it, and he chips it back out to neutral ice. McNeish giving chase in the offensive zone. River Kings have it. Tries to get it past to Dente going up the slot, a little high in the air. River Kings get it. Beauchamp's got it out at the point. Shot blocked down into the corner. And the Havoc take it away and chip it up and are able to clear. River Kings have it at neutral ice. Kind of skating backwards into their zone. Then they try and come up. Chip. Oh, big collision down here in neutral ice. Beauchamp took on Patterson. And big collision shot. And we'll have a... Johnson makes a save, and we covers up, and we'll have a face-off here with 11:30 left in the first period.
Yeah, Champ loves to throw the body. You get in his way, he'll run you right over.
That was one. He had a head of steam going, coming through neutral ice, and got in his way, and he paid for it. So
yeah, you get right out of the way if he's got some speed.
So face-off here. River Kings looking to collect. Shot blocked up into the netting. We have a stoppage of play.
Yeah, we got
officials coming. No, he's just holding that. No, nothing. All right, so face-off here to the stick side of Johnson. River Kings collect it, get out to the point. Shot deflected just high. Oh, and the puck took a bounce off the net. That's heads up by Johnson. That puck was headed back over the net, and he gloves it. That was heads up.
Yeah, we got some weird stanchions. The puck can take a kick and go any direction here.
Face-off here. River Kings looking to collect it, and they do get it behind the net. Gets it out the hill at the point. Shot across. Oh, a little miscommunication, and the puck gets the Havoc have it run down, and Hill rides him into the corner, doesn't let him get towards the goal. They're trying to center it. Now they've got it back behind. Fight going on and for the puck, and they clear it out and get it to neutral ice. The River Kings do, and then they've got a head of steam coming up. LeCompte and coming across center. Oh, couldn't quite get it. Had LeCompte going down the slot, and he couldn't quite get it on net. Jimenez dumps it down in now for the River Kings. Johnson comes out of his net to play it. And LeCompte is putting pressure on him. The Havoc have it now, and they try a long ice pass, and there should be icing, and it is. Misconnection on the pass, and so we have a stoppage of play here with 10:26 in the first period. 0-0 here from the Southwood County Rec Center.
It looks like there's maybe a net guard in the corner. There's something sitting in the corner that one of the Havoc players fell over. Can't tell what it is from here, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's a piece of a stick or what that is over there.
Looks like a net guard. But.
Yeah, the official's going over to pick that up now.
Yep, net guard.
Okay. Is that something new, or have you guys been wearing that a lot?
Some guys like to wear net guards. Since that incident over in Europe, people have started wearing net guards.
Yeah, freak incident. But moving on to play here, we'll come up. Havoc dump puck in. Whitehead giving chase for the River Kings. He's able to spin it around and turn it and dump it back out to neutral ice. Havoc collect it there, trying centering pass, and aren't able to get it. Beauchamp's got it coming right down the middle, dumps it over to the point, dumped in behind the net. Beauchamp's got it back for the River Kings, back behind the net, takes a funny bounce, and Atkins has it now, and he's fighting down in the corner. And it gets support from Cooper and Tudich. Cooper's got it, and he's trying to get right out in front, gets a backhand shot on goal. Puck's kind of bouncing around, and we have a stoppage of play.
Looks like the net came off again.
Yeah, that net on that side seems to have a little bit of an issue. It seemed better earlier in the year, and now it seems like maybe as more play has come on it.
It likes to jump off.
Yeah. So 9:43 left in the first period. 0-0. Faceoff here coming up to the glove side of Johnson. River Kings collect it. Cooper gets it out to Whitehead at the point. Back to Cooper. Back to Whitehead. Coming down to the top of the slot. Shot just wide. Ooh, I think he had him beaten. Then shot comes from the corner there. And River Kings trying to get it. Puck slides through the slot. Then Havoc trying to do it. Atkins bounces it in off the back of the off the wall and down by the netting. The River Kings collect it. Shot right out front. Oh, good save.
That was a great save. Good touch right on the back door.
Yeah, good centering pass to Tudich, and Johnson got the pad over. Otherwise, this is a 1-0 game. He keeps this a 0-0 game. That was a really good pass. Needed to get a little elevation on that shot.
Yeah, maybe just a little. That cross-ice pass is working for us, though. One's going to go in. We're starting to connect more and more.
9:13 left in the period. Face off to the stick side of Johnson. Havoc, have it. Dump it up high into the air and into the netting. So faceoff will come right back to the same faceoff circle in the River Kings offensive zone here to the stick side of Johnson. 9:08 left in the period. River Kings have the better of the shots going on right now here, 11-2. And faceoff here. River Kings collect it. Oh, wrap around. And the net comes off the mooring again. Good shot by Texmo. Had a shot. Save, and then he was able to collect the loose puck. Try to wrap around going around their backside there, but the net came off the moorings. I'm not sure if that puck was in the net or not, but no goal. 9:02 left in the period. Faceoff here coming to the glove side of Johnson. River Kings win that. Texmo's got it. He's looking for that centering pass again. And the puck gets stuck behind the net, and the River Kings are able to collect it there. Hill holds the zone and dumps it down into the corner. A fight going on with a couple of Havoc players here trying to work it out, and the Havoc do get it out and clear. And Yildirim was able to come all the way out of his net because there was a Havoc player that was kind of behind the defense. Shot tipped through neutral ice. Wilharm's got it and dumps it all the way in, back around behind the Havoc net. River Kings, Texmo's fighting for it in the corner. Jimenez is there, and then the Havoc are able to clear it and get it out, and they dump it down in, but Havoc were offside, so they had to dump it through. And center ice, shot comes out to center ice. Krivold stops it there and dumps it back down in. River Kings are able to long ice pass, chip down in, giving chase McNeish, Texmo, and the Havoc get it back out to neutral ice. Cross ice pass, good stick work there by Jimenez, and McNeish gets it and dumps it down in. River Kings intercept, centering pass, but nobody was there. We were on a line change, so there wasn't anybody in the offensive zone. So the Havoc have it now. Burke's got it, shot, deflected, bouncing around, and the River Kings chip it out of the slot. And the Havoc have it now down in the corner and cycle it all the way around. Out at the point, try to get down in, deflected by Schweitzer. Whitehead's got it, and he's able to chip it out to neutral ice. So Havoc have to get back on side, and they cycle it down in, and the Havoc get a change. Whitehead's got it now for the River Kings, and he comes out, comes to centering, center pass, but Luxford intercepted that and dumped it back down into the zone. River Kings had it down the corner and were taken away by the Havoc. Look at the shot, good block by Whitehead. Ooh, and then a good off shot and deflection, but then the River Kings are able to intercept. Whitehead's got it now and looks to dump it high into the air. Bouncing puck, and oh, one official waved it off, and the other one blew the whistle, and he got icing. It was 6:32 left in the first period.
Yeah, looks like ref knew it shouldn't have been ice, and they were both not skating. They knew the contact was coming, so they slowed down. Should have been waved off.
Yeah, so now that brings a face-off here to neutral ice instead of back to the River Kings defensive zone.
Yeah, just a miscommunication between the linesmen there.
So 6:32 left in the first period, 0-0, and we got a face-off coming up at neutral ice, and the officials giving a little explanation to the Havoc coach.
Yeah, but two good blocks on that last shift for the River Kings, one by Whitehead and one by, I think, either McNeish or Denti got a piece of that second chance.
And Yildirim, on that second one, Yildirim did a really good job of staying with the puck, because that puck bounced right to a Havoc player, and they fired it right on net, and he was equal to the task. Yeah. River Kings win the faceoff, dump it back down in around behind the net. Johnson, the goalie's out, he's behind the net trying to field the puck, and everybody was in the offensive zone, and he was having problems back there, but he was able to collect it and get it out, and the River Kings are fighting in the corner now. Bryson gets it to LeCompte, centering pass, shot deflected, oh, just up, looked like it was going in over the top, but just went wide. Yeah, just went wide. There was one of those weird bounces you were talking about. That puck was rimmed around, and it
hit that door down in the corner, hit the corner of it, and came right back out.
So the River Kings collect the puck at neutral ice, looking to get an entry pass here. A little sweet move by LeCompte, but taken away by the Havoc, and they try and come all the way back down. 18's got it for the Havoc. Deflected puck. Yildirim makes the save and covers up with the Havoc player breathing down his neck, so he covers it up with 5:30 left in the first period.
A good stick by Dubel there, getting a piece of that shot so it doesn't go full force on Bora.
Yeah, he had to kind of adjust there. Looks like he's got a penalty on the River Kings here. I didn't see.
I didn't see that either.
2 minute minor for roughing. Well, the River Kings have a 2 minute penalty to kill off here with 5:30 left. Faceoff coming up here to the stick side of Yildirim, won by the Havoc. They have it at the point, across the far point, the center point, and they kind of lose puck. You got a chance for a breakaway here for the River Kings. Bagnoli's got it. He looks to come around. Good save by Johnson. Johnson came way out, met him in the front of the slot, and was able to get a stick on it before he could pull it across.
Yeah, it looks like Bags couldn't really ever settle that puck down. He had a move in mind and just couldn't make it. The puck was rolling too much.
So faceoff here in the River Kings offensive zone. 5:12 left in the period, and River Kings are able to collect it and move it out to center ice and then dump it all the way back in the corner and try and burn some more time off this penalty.
My feet.
1:30 left in the penalty, 4:57 left in the period. River Kings collect it at neutral ice and dump it all the way back down in, but it got a little bit too much elevation on it, and it got up into the netting, which will bring the faceoff back here to neutral. Just outside the River Kings blue line.
Yeah, we got some short boards all around the rink, so puck's going to netting all the time.
So 4:52 left in the period. Faceoff won by the Havoc. They have it at neutral ice. Looking to set something up and dump it down in. Puck chipped up into the netting. And we have a stoppage of play. Minute 15 left in the penalty. 4:45 left in the period. 0-0. River Kings have pretty good power play. Penalty kill at home is 86%. So that's pretty good. Like to kill this off and recollect things here a little bit. Yildirim's got back behind the net. He chips it around the boards and gets back into the between the pipes. And Whitehead's in there fighting for it. He goes down in the corner. He's trying to cover up the puck, and two Havoc player, they ring it all the way around. And the puck comes out of the zone and into neutral ice. So the Havoc have a good stick by McNeish. Oh, coughed up the puck right in the top of the slot. They've got it, him moving across side, shot wide. River Kings try and dump it out, held in by Jensen at the point. Looking to get in, brings it to the top of the faceoff circle and dumps it all the way back down in. Go ahead.
Looks like Beauchamp lost his stick out in the blue line.
So you got a defenseman without a stick. That's not good on the penalty kill. The Havoc have it here again. He's just trying to lay down, then shot out, or centering pass all the way across, goes through, no harm. And the puck comes out of the zone, and we'll have a stoppage of play to bring the faceoff out here. 9 seconds left on the penalty to LeCompte, and 3:40 left in the period, and the faceoff here will be outside the blue line of the River Kings defensive zone. Faceoff won by the Havoc, looking to dump it down in. Comes around. And the River Kings cycle it all the way around as the penalty expires. And so the River Kings are able to get a line change on here. Havoc have the puck trying to set something up in their defensive end and get a puck all the way across. And we've got, waved off. No icing. Pass went all the way through. And Havoc have it back behind the net. Fought with a couple of River Kings. Dumped in around the corner. Trying to chip it out, and River Kings do. And the Havoc meet him at neutral ice. And our puck does not want to settle down, but Cooper does settle it down, looking for a centering pass. Gets a shot, saved by Johnson. Atkins has it, dumps it all the way back in around. Funny bounce off there, almost came right out in front of the net. Again, Atkins got it, fighting hard for it, but unable to hold the zone. Havoc have it now, dump it all the way down in, back behind the net. River Kings collect it. Dump it behind, Atkins has it, dumps it high into the air, trying to get out the Tudyk center ice. He makes the play and carries it into the zone, gets a shot, rebound, carried back in behind, turnover, River Kings with a deflection out front. Tudyk was looking for the rebound, just got outside of his reach.
Yeah, good sequence there. Tuts almost got shot that one off the pad, almost off the defenseman's foot and in the net.
River Kings are able to clear the zone, get out the neutral ice. Atkins is working hard along the boards, far boards. He comes away with it, looking for a pass. He dumps it back down into Dubel inside the zone. Bryceland tips it and chips it, and it goes into the River Kings offensive zone. Havoc there. Kreivold has got it. He's circling around, looking to set something up. He brings it across to number 26, and one of the Havoc players falls down. Semi's got it for the River Kings now. Dumps it back to Dubel. And he dumps it up, hits off an official's skate, but the River Kings are able to collect it and get it into the zone. And the Havoc just dump it right back out the neutral ice.
That looks like Lecomte. Looks like Lecomte wanted a call there. Got a couple whacks on his stick. Not too happy.
So the Havoc have the puck down and are looking to set something up. Now Lecomte's he's just hitting anybody that's available right now. He's just trying to lay some lumber to somebody. So River Kings now dump it down. Bryceland's got it. 1 minute left in the period. Puck comes out to neutral ice. Lachlan's got it. And he dumps it high into the air. And just a battle at center ice for the puck. Doesn't settle on. Bryceland comes away with it at the top of the point. Makes a nifty little move. Shot, save, rebound out front, but cleared behind the net by the Havoc. 36 seconds left in the period. And, that one looked like it kind of surprised you, Durham. The high and wide shot, but goes behind the net. Whitehead's got it, dumps it up. Havoc dump it at neutral ice, and the River Kings try and chip it in. And they're caught icing. Beauchamp was trying to just bounce it off the boards. And got a little bit more on it than he was hoping for, and faceoff will come all the way back into the River Kings defensive zone with 9.9 seconds left in the period.
Yeah, we're looking to win this draw and get it out of danger.
Yeah, this is a danger point now. You don't want to give up something. So the River Kings are able to collect it. Whitehead's got it. He's trying to dance around. They're able to clear, get all the way. They're just going to wave it off the end of the period, and that'll stop the play with end of the first period. River Kings have the better of the shots, 18-4, but 0-0 on the scoreboard where it counts. So,
yeah, a good period by the River Kings there. Couldn't buy one past this kid, but if we keep shooting like that, one's bound to go in.
Yeah, they had lots of opportunities to. The back door was working. The back door was open. Just couldn't quite get the puck to settle in and get the chip on it. So looks like they got 16 minutes up on the board here. So we are going to step away from the Southwood County Rec Center and send the WIRI listeners back to the studios. And Flow TV, we will be back in about 16 minutes or so.
Hola amigos! Looking for a quick, mouth-watering meal with out-of-this-world freshness? Look no further than La Taqueria, with specials daily. Order online at lataqueria.com. That's LATAQUERIA.com. Or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm David.
I'm Howard
with the Bellamy Brothers on Country Legends 24/7.
Here's Crazy from the Heart.
105.5 FM.
If you ever had to leave, and in the light of day, I tend to do okay. But when the night takes hold, I think of you. Feel so real. They make my blood run cold. I reach for you and I go crazy from the heart. I reach out to touch you, but you know.
Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
You were raised on an asphalt farm. Ain't never heard a rooster crow. Never walked barefoot by a river. Felt the mud up between your toes. You never rode in the hay. You never thrown it in four wheel. Climb up on in here, girl. Let me show you how country feels. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and hills. Let me show you. Truck.
Ever been so in the somebody? Still lying there when it comes back up. Girl, what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield, parked down by the water. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you. This laid on back, kick your shoes off. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you.
Skill on Country Legends 24/7.
You know, I wouldn't care if I made $200 a week playing music in a bar somewhere. If I loved playing, I'd still play. So all this is just kind of like, I feel like I'm just lucky to have all the extra stuff go on. But at the same time, I think that it's the just reward for really hard work and a lot of years of hard work. And I think that if you do the music right and good, then this is kind of what's supposed to happen if you're doing your job right.
105.5 FM.
Face of an angel, pretty eyes. I lie awake at night wishing you were mine. I'm standing here holding the biggest heartache in town. Whenever you come around, I feel just like a kid. What is it about you makes me keep my feelings here? I wish I could tell you, but the words can't be found. Whenever you come around, I'm so scared to death. When you smile, that smile, the world turns upside down. Whenever you come around,
won't come. I'm so scared of them. When you smile, that smile, the world turns upside down. Whenever you come around, and when you smile, that smile, the world turns upside down. Whenever you come. Whenever you come around.
Hola amigos, looking for a quick mouth-watering meal with out-of-this-world freshness? Look no further than La Taqueria with specials daily. Order online at lataqueria.com. That's lataqueria.com. Or find us on Facebook.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by La Taqueria. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey to the airwaves this season. Be sure to tune in all season long. 105.5 FM WIRI, Country Legends 24-7, Wisconsin 105.5.
Between the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings and the Hudson Havoc. So in first period, it's still at 0-0. So played 20 minutes of hockey today, and River Kings had 18 shots in that first period to 4 shots for the Havoc. So defensively, the River Kings kind of really locked things down, but had some good opportunities, but unable to bank anything into the back of the net. So Luke, what were your impressions of that first period here?
I think we played really well. We kept them to the outside, limited their shots and opportunities. I think if we just keep playing the way we did that period, we'll pop one, and then they'll keep flowing for us. So we got to play the way we've been playing.
All right, getting everything lined up here for the faceoff. Here looks like just Chausse, LeCompte, Semi, Whitehead. Hill is out on the ice for the River Kings. You got Laviska is out there. The River Kings won the faceoff initially, and now the Havoc have the puck, and they dump it down in Brown behind the net. So Bryceland's got it now. Oh, losing. And chips ahead to Semi. Got a little bit and got some numbers here. He comes across this shot. Blockered or stick down into the corner by Johnson. And still fighting for the puck. Whitehead's giving chase down in the corner for the River Kings. Have it come away with it, trying to get it through neutral ice. And they wave off icing. That puck went all the way through. Didn't look like it was touched, but Yul Durham's got it behind the net. And he gets it out to Atkins. Now has it at neutral ice. Comes across. Puck gets deflected. Semi looking to fight it down into the corner. Atkins working it up across the boards, trying to get it out to the point to get something set up for the River Kings. Fighting with number 19 for the Luxford for the Havoc. And the River Kings get it out to the point. Quick shot, wide. Whitehead trying to hold the zone. And he's able to. And, oh, Bryceland tried a little nifty move, but it was intercepted down in the slot. And the Havoc come away with it and try to get out the neutral ice. They dump it all the way down in, and the Havoc are going to get a change. Bryceland's got it, banks it off the boards, touched by Atkins, and then the Havoc take it away and have it in their defensive zone. Chip it, neutral ice, all the way down in. Whitehead's going to go collect it behind the net. Puck bouncing around kind of funny, and the Havoc get it and try to get out the neutral ice, or trying to get out to the blue line, but the goes all the way down into the behind the river or behind the Havoc net, and the River Kings are giving chase back there, trying to put some pressure on. Dubel putting pressure along the boards, and the puck's chipped out, held in nicely at the point, but then the puck deflects up. Puck is not cooperating. It doesn't not seem to settle down. Jimenez has it now, and he dumps it in down around back behind Johnson, stops it behind the net. The Havoc there, and then come right up to center ice, and Jimenez is there and dumps it right back in Jensen's got it for the Havoc. Dumps it out to neutral ice. Bouncing puck. Dubel's unable to collect it with the stick, and it goes all the way back in behind the net. And the River Kings, Jimenez has it. Gets it out to Tudich at the blue line. And the puck comes out, and the Havoc are able to dump it back down in. Dubel's got it back into home behind the net, trying to bounce it off the boards, trying to get it out of the zone. They do clear the zone, but then the Havoc dump it right back down in. Dubel giving chase, has it back behind the net, chips it up, tries to look. High bouncing puck going across, and the Havoc dump it at center ice. They're able to chip it in and dump it in down behind the net. Dubel's got it again, rims it around the board, but held in at the point by the Havoc. Bouncing puck goes across the slot, chipped up by the River Kings. Now they come out of the zone with it. Bagnoli cuts cross ice, looking for support, dumps it down in. The River Kings get a change. Fresh legs out on the ice there, and River Kings trying to get it from behind the net and try and set something up in the offensive zone, get it out to the blue line. Chipped over and down and along the boards at the faceoff circle, and the Havoc are trying to get it out, and they do get it out to neutral ice, and the River Kings, Wilharm's got it there and dumps it back to Chaussee. Hill's got it, and the puck deflected and goes high into the air, and Chaussee gets it, and he's trying to work his way down in, moving in, shot, rebound. Oh, rebound was there, and then the puck just couldn't settle down for him, and it's back down the Havoc down behind the net. And Wilharm is trying to put pressure on them, do a little forechecking the Havoc, and trying a long outlet pass, and they'll have a icing waved off. And the River Kings collect the puck in their defensive end. Whitehead's got it now, looking to move it up and around behind the net. The Havoc are putting some forechecking on. River Kings with a big hit, and then the River Kings bring the puck out. Schweitzer's got it, has the puck taken off of his stick. And Burke's got it now for the Havoc, but he gets dumped by Texmal, and we got a penalty coming up. I wonder what they're going to, did he raise his elbow, what's?
That's a bad call. That's a bad call.
Oh, calling interference.
That was a clean hit. Took him right off the puck, took the puck away. That's a soft call by that ref right there.
I thought maybe he raised his elbow up and was looking for contact to the head, but.
You can't call that a roughing, not in junior hockey. That's a clean hit. That needs to be, that's not a call.
So 15:18 left in the period. We'll have a faceoff coming up to the stick side of Boreal Durham, the River Kings goalie. River Kings are moving from our right to our left this period. Havoc win the faceoff, get it out to the point, and they're on the power play. Shot blocked by, is that Denty? Yeah, Denty made the block, and the puck came out of the zone, so the River Kings collect the puck. Whitehead's got it behind the net. And he just lets her rip and dumps it all the way down ice. So burn some time off that power play. 14:57 left in the period. And there, Denty, and good stick work, takes the puck off and neutral ice. And really putting a lot of pressure on the Havoc here. The Havoc now have the puck, and they're trying to break out. They're coming through neutral ice now. Get things set up. They've got it at the, looking to have it at the point. They've got it at the point. Laviska's got it right now. Comes across, cycles across. Jensen moves over to the near point. And he lets a rip. Shot goes high and wide. Puck comes all the way around. Laviska holds it in at the point. Gets it down to Jensen. Looking for a centering pass. Nifty little move coming across. Puck just chipped up and over the top of the goal. And the River Kings are able to clear. Boy, that was a good setup play. The River Kings are trying to get a change, and they're getting caught short here. Oh, good back check by Wilharm coming off the bench. Oh, and just drilled the puck with him. He was trying to let her rip all the way down, and he'll, the official, Burke's got it now for the Havoc. They get at the point, the Lachlan over the far point, trying to get a shot in, deflects over to the near boards. Lachlan's got it with somebody sitting right up in front, and Yul Dirham sees it and flashes the leather and picks it out of the air, and we have a stoppage of play with 13:40, that's 4-0, left in the second period. 21 seconds left on the penalty to the River Kings Texmo.
That was a great kill by Denty there. blocking a shot, making some stick plays to get the puck away.
Face off here, won by the Havoc, and they dump it in around behind the net, looking for a centering pass, just comes out of the corner.
And then that jumped off again, I think.
Yeah. The Havoc player just snuck out of the corner and nobody really picked him up and got a shot. Got the face off here. Ref's trying to put some water on it, maybe to ice those moorings down a little bit. And now we get face-off, won by the Havoc down into the corner. River Kings chip it. Now Bagnoli's got it, and he rips it and lets it all the way go down ice. So 4 seconds, that'll kill off the penalty. 13-19 left in the period, and both teams are at full strength. Well, Havoc's got it down in their defensive end. The River Kings have put the forechecking on them, and they're trying to take that puck away, and they get it out at the point. Chasse across, shot ripped through, clear hill, just wide. So the River Kings have it now at neutral ice, trying to dump it all the way down in, and they're going to call icing on that. Missed a touch, trying to get a touch on the pass, and goes all, that brings the face, that hurts, that brings the face off all the way.